Emma Eyrick was born in 1883 and lived to be over 100 years of age. She was ordained along with her pastor husband, Allie, by Dr. Phineas F. Burzee in 1911. At the half-century mark of her ministry, I heard her say, "I have served 50 years in the ministry, 25 years as an evangelist, and 25 years as pastor, and this is the best year of my ministry." The record also shows that during the years her husband was district superintendent of the Hamlin, Texas district, she served as district missionary president, district evangelist, district secretary treasurer, part-time pastor of the Pilot Point Church, and worked at raising her 6 children. It is estimated that she had more than 75,000 seek the Lord at the altars of her ministry. In this interview, Mrs. Eyrick shares some of the excitement of those early days of Nazarene history. Though the quality of this recording is not up to our usual standards, it communicates the dynamics of those early days by an eyewitness. The interview is in progress.
Mrs. Eyrick, tell us about how the First Church of the Nazarene was organized in Texas.
Nazarene Church organized this side of the Rocky Mountains was organized at Pinal by Dr. P.F. Brzee. Brother Bud Robinson, who lived at Pinal at that time, right here north of the side of the campus, a two-story house that Aunt Sally kept loaded up with missionaries and preachers that they were helping in school. Mm-hmm. And Uncle Buddy asked Dr. Brzee to come to Pinal and come with the purpose of informing the student body and the residents of Pinal about the Nazarene Church. Dr. Brzee accepted the invitation and came and stayed for that week. He gave messages every morning and at night. And after the week was gone, he preached on Sunday night. His subject was to arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
And what happened at the close of that evening service?
And when he got through, he said, "Everyone in this packed house that feels under God that this organization, the first organization of the Nazarene Church in the Midwest, this side of the Great Divide, feel that you know that you want to be a part of it. We want you to come to the platform." 113 arose and stampeded for the platform, filled that auditorium platform. It was a picture or a scene that could not be described. People that had never shouted the praises of God.
The founding of the Church of the Nazarene at Pinal, Texas, took place just a few months before the official founding at Pilot Point, Texas, in 1908. Tell us about the most dynamic happening at Pilot Point.
Dr. Brzee says it's time for our final action. Now we're ready for the union of the East and the West and the South. So, he said, "We are ready," and he sounded the gavel, stood on the platform, and he said, "We're ready for a motion that the entire group, East and West and South, be joined in a union, and that union church will be called the Pentecostal Church of the Nazarene. Do I hear a motion?" And if I'm not mistaken, L. Milton Williams, who came to us from the Salvation Army, he said, "I make the motion." C.W. Ruth from Indianapolis, who had been an evangelist 25 years, "I second the motion." And Dr. Brzee said, "All in favor of the motion that the union be consummated, say amen and stand to your feet. Well, they went into a holy pandemonium. People began to shout. They began to wave their old red bandanas. They began to hug one another. They began to sing, "We're marching to Zion." Another, then they sang the battle hymn of the Republic.
What happened next?
Then they sang, and I thought they had composed it for that meeting. I never heard it before. Well, 'tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. They went around the tent, around and around and around. They shouted as they went around. They sang as they went around. They cried for joy. They hooted until people could hear them for blocks around. Then the climax with the missionary vision, "We'll girdle the globe with salvation, with holiness unto the Lord." I never expected it be anything like that until I get to heaven.
Tell us about the challenge Dr. Brzee gave at the close of that first assembly. How did he challenge the delegates about the future of the Church of the Nazarene?
Dr. Brzee said, "We don't have anything to offer you but the open heavens for your canopy and the stars to shine by night, the sun and the moon and the sun by day. Go out under the heavens, organize your church." That's exactly what we had to do. We didn't have district superintendents. We didn't have home mission funds. We didn't have any board to back us. Only God of heaven and an open field.